Professor in News. I'm Keith Peters reporting more Allied strikes against Houthi rebels in Yemen who have been targeting civilian vessels in the Red Sea. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says past strikes on the Houthis have degraded their capability.
It doesn't mean that they don't still have offensive capability available to them. Clearly they do, because they continue to use it. And as the president said, as long as they continue to make that choice, we have a choice too. We have a choice to keep defending our ships and our sailors and merchant traffic. And we have a choice, when we have the information available to us, to preempt their ability to conduct those attacks. And we'll continue to do that.
It's the second time in a month the U.S. and Great Britain have bombed Yemen together in an attempt to stop the rebel group targeting shipping in the southern Red Sea. The Senate's top Republican is urging his party to vote for the foreign aid compromise likely to hit the Senate floor this week. Bob Agnew reports.
McConnell says the outcome of the bill will answer one major fundamental question.
Will we act to secure America's sovereign borders and help our friends fighting for theirs?
The time to answer will come if, as expected, the compromise bill hits the Senate floor later this week.
And we need to answer in the affirmative.
But the bill has little chance of passing in the House, where conservatives, including Speaker Mike Johnson, say it falls well short of steps they say are needed to secure the southern border. Bob Agnew reported.
At least a temporary victory for the Biden administration at the Supreme Court today. The court is allowing Border Patrol agents to cut razor wire that Texas installed on the U.S.-Mexico border while a lawsuit over the wire continues. The justices, by a 5-4 vote Monday, granted an emergency appeal from the Biden administration, which has been in an escalating standoff at the border with the state of Texas. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 138 points. This is SRN News. The pro-life message is resonating with younger people.
A new poll from YouGov and Students for Life of America indicates that two-thirds of Americans ages 18 to 42 support some kind of limits on abortion. 54% of that demographic also agrees with the statement, quote, human rights should begin in the womb. And the survey reveals 75% of young adults of voting age want restrictions on abortion from the point of viability onward. Abortion will be on the ballot in several states this fall. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Democrats in Congress are expected to begin 2024 by making a new push to get the long-dormant Equal Rights Amendment enshrined into law. Pro-life advocates warn that the legislation would be a way to get around the Supreme Court's 2022 decision overturning Roe v. Wade. Some Democrats also think it can be used to defeat state laws designed to curb the LGBT agenda. This is SRN News. Federal officials are recommending that airlines inspect door plugs on some older Boeing jets as well. We hear more on this story from correspondent Norman Hall reporting.
The Federal Aviation Administration recommends that airlines inspect the door plugs on certain Boeing 737s that are older than the MAX 9 jetliner that suffered a blowout of a similar panel during a flight this month. The FAA said door plugs on one older version of the 737, called the 737-900ER, are identical in design to those on the MAX 9, and some airlines have noted findings with bolts during the maintenance inspections. The FAA issued a safety alert late Sunday. As soon as possible, airlines should visually inspect four places where a bolt, nut, and pin secure the door plug to the plane. I'm Norman Hall.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.